This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be your skipper here. Sad news of what happened in Berlin. In fact, I got a lot of emails from many of you. And quickly, here was one from Bob who said, Kate, can you believe it? This is the holidays. And, of course, the holidays don't matter to people who want to do terrible, creepy, awful things to destroy other people's lives. But did you hear about the guy that was detained by the cops after the truck smashed into that Christmas market? And I was wondering if you knew more details on that. And, yeah, we do know a little more details. The Berlin police say that they can't be certain that the guy they picked up about a mile from where the people were killed was responsible for the attack, but he looks suspicious. So 12 people died. Let me go back and tell you about the story. 12 people died. 48 others were injured on Monday night. And they do say that the detainee, who they suspect, but again, just detained, was an asylum seeker who was probably from Pakistan, but they said he denied he didn't have any involvement with it. So what happened was this was a Christmas market, and at the Christmas market, where there were, of course, were lots of people, he drove the truck right in to the crowd. And, you know, honestly, I mean, of course, 50 people were hurt, or almost 50 people were hurt, and 12 people died. But I can't believe more people weren't killed when I saw the aftermath of that. It's shocking, but I shouldn't say it's shocking because this is the world we live in, right? I'm not trying to be cynical, but you look at that, and looking into the whole terrorist attack thing, you got to remember this whole what's happened in Germany with the refugees and how they've been overrun with some problems with their immigration, and it's just absolutely awful. Even the German Chancellor Merkel said that it's hard to bear, that it's especially disgusting if anyone in the attack had been given asylum, which of course we go back to that same problem again. And what could she do? She called for unity in the country and says that it's hard to bear and that it's a difficult day, and like millions of people in Germany, she's horrified and sad about what happened. And of course, that's going to cause more political problems for Merkel, who's been heavily criticized over what Germany's doing and the acceptance of all the refugees. They've taken more than 890,000 asylum seekers in the past year, which is a big difference to other European nations. And this month, she called for the ban on Muslim full-face veils in a concession to the right in her country, the anti-immigration wing of the Christian Democratic Union Party. So this plays into that whole thing. You know, you had heard stories about people where they were 20 feet away and they feel lucky to be alive and they saw their people mowed down and just how awful it was and that the driver just mounted the curb and it looked like lost control, but it lasted maybe 10 seconds. But there's no question that truck was rammed into people. And it's very similar to what we saw in Nice in July when a truck rammed into a crowd to see the Bastille Day fireworks. And remember there, 86 people were killed and 200 people were injured. And of course, there, ISIS, a branch of Al-Qaeda, since then they've been encouraging people to use trucks, cars, whatever, to stage attacks. And again, my heart certainly goes out to the people in that area and any of the families that were victims of that, because it's sad to see. You know, you see these toppled Christmas trees, and again, not to start off on a morose note, but you realize just how precarious some situations are. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to something else here right at the top. And coming up, by the way, we're going to have some of the great conversations I had during the year with so many people. You know, here on America Tonight, we're fortunate to have those conversations. I don't know if I've ever said this on the air. Maybe I have, but I've interviewed over 12,000 people, and how many of them have been right here thanks to America Tonight. And so often I get these wonderful notes from many of you who hear the interviews afterwards and say, wow, that was really interesting with the, you know, it's your business segment or something I had done on health. And we really had a good year in that department with people being honest and telling us a lot of interesting things about what's happening in the world around us. And so anyway, that's part of what we'll bring to you this holiday season. And for those of you worried about Nail the Score, my mother-in-law got sick, so Nail the Score is being bumped to, and we're going to do a special double edition. We'll have a chance to nail two games. Nail the Score is being moved to the 29th, Thursday the 29th of January. So mark that down. I get a lot of questions about that. Thursday the 29th. By the way, she's okay. Trouble breathing and very scary moments. Let's put it that way. And all of you know what that's like when you have a loved one in a precarious situation. So again, coming up, we're going to have the best of what I think we did this year in 2016. And I want to say this as is something that we're really bringing back heavily. I think it's important to salute amazing things people are doing, to talk about them. And if you have anybody in your area that's done something fantastic that you think needs to be highlighted, please send it to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net for the daily salute. And I'm going to give you a daily salute that I found. It's probably all over the internet, but how about this blind ski racer, who's racing up to 70 miles an hour. And her name is Danielle Umstead. So she's this alpine ski racer. She relies on her husband and her guide to get her safely down. I was looking at some video of this, and she looks like any other skier, of course, that you would see on a mountaintop. And she said, fear does creep into your mind and into your heart. She competes on the U.S. Paralympic team, but she says you just have to use that mental training and harness that inner strength and let it go. And she apparently grew up with low vision. She wore those thick Coke bottle glasses, beautiful woman, to see. Her vision got worse at 13 and just kept it getting worse, and she lost vision in the right eye, and she said it was tough growing up and getting involved in sports. But here at 27, after she lost central vision in her left eye and fell into deep depression, boy, she said she felt like her life was just crumbling. And then she gets back into skiing and falls in love with it, did as much as she could, and now here she is competing. And I just think that's something to highlight. That is a daily salute. And she's competing in the Paralympics. I mean, how cool is that? And her husband as well. They competed hard to make it to the national Paralympic team. Thanks to CNN or whoever it was that I saw this on. I want to say it was CNN. And in 2010, they got two bronze medals in the women's downhill and the super combined events for the visually impaired at the Winter Games in Vancouver. And I just love this story. I mean, so think about your fear. And by the way, she's now 44, so 27 was when all that stuff happened, now 44. All right, so sit back, enjoy the holidays. I hope you are with your family, and here's more from America Tonight.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
To the show, a Hall of Famer, legendary, just an amazing golfer and human being from everything I know, from so many people have met this gracious man. Gary Player joins us now. Think about it, the Masters, three Masters. He won 9 major championships on the regular tour, 6 champion tour major championships, and if I told you his whole resume, we wouldn't have any time to talk to him. Gary, what a thrill to have you on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
It's a pleasure, Kate. I spend a lot of time in Dallas, where you're speaking from, a great state and wonderful people. Love your law and order. Just love everything about Texas.
That's great. I'm sure that's music to the ears of a lot of people who are listening to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you just watched the Masters, went through the Masters, saw what happened to our Jordan Spieth, because, of course, he's from the DFW area, that what I'll call blow-up hole on 12, where it seemed like he had it in the bag and he was going to win a back-to-back Masters. What do you think was going through his mind? He looks so forlorn.
Kate, it's very difficult, you can imagine, to lead the Masters going into the last round. I mean, I was in that position, and I've experienced it. It's not easy. The whole world, you know, is watching you play over 1.4 billion people, and it means so much in your career. But Jordan Spieth, they can be so proud of him as a Texas resident. He's one of the finest young men that I've met. Behaves well, speaks well. Was a great role model to young people. He just didn't play well the last day, and that happens to Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, to me, everybody else. He didn't play well. He hit a bad shot at number 4. He didn't hit a good shot at number 5. He hit not a good drive at 10, and he put his second shot in the bunker. And then he drove in the trees at 11, and he was lucky at, never mind 12, where he made a big mess. Look, what happened to him is very easy to do. But you got to on 12, and that's the one thing that he learned. If he learned one thing this week, you always play for the middle of the green at 12. Because 12 is the lowest part of the golf course, and that's where the winds swirl. And it's different to other parts of the golf course. So you've got to put the ball on that green. But at 13, he was a little fortunate. The ball seemed to just go through the edge of the trees, and he wasn't playing his best. And in spite of that, because he is the greatest putter in the world today, you cannot play your best and still have a chance to win. And what I liked about him, after 12, which he made a complete mess of, unfortunately, he hung in there. He hung in there. He didn't give up. And he still had a chance to win with two holes to play. So I'm a big Jordan Spieth fan.
Yeah, when you think it that when it's all said and done, Gary, do you think he's going to amass a lot of championships? He's just 22 years old.
Yes, he is. He certainly is. I mean, look what he's done in major championships already. But we can all get better. Now, Willett, who won the Masters, he played the best. He just played fantastic. And another man who played fantastic golf was Rory McIlroy, but he putted terribly. If he had Jordan Spieth putting for him, he would have won by 5 shots. But the ifs don't count. But I think that Jordan, my personal opinion, I think he's got to tweak his backswing. I think he's got to just make a slight improvement on his backswing, and then he is going to be dynamite.
I love that. I love that. Tips from Gary. One of the things that you did in your career is you won the career Grand Slam, and we know Rory McIlroy was trying for that at the Masters, and we saw what happened with him. First of all, what was it like to win a career Grand Slam, and how tough is it?
Well, first of all, the Grand Slam I won on the senior tour was tougher than the Grand Slam on the regular tour, and I noticed you said 6 majors on the senior, on this Champions Tour, but I've won 9. You see, when you go onto the Champions Tour, and the standard of golf is basically, as we saw Bernard Langer, how well he's done. We've seen the guys play the Champions Tour, the senior tour as it's known. They come onto the senior tour, they play, they go back on the regular tour and they win. And then they come back on our tour and they win, and they go back on the regular tour and win. A lot of players did that. So the standard of play on the senior tour is very, very good. Now, the reason I'm the only player in the world to have won the Grand Slam on both tours is because when I turned 50, I was in the same condition that I was when I was 25. Now, not everybody could say that, and that's why I was able to win the senior Grand Slam. I was really, really fit.
All right, so that's a good lesson for all of us mere mortals out here who are hacking away at the golf ball. It matters your fitness, doesn't it?
Well, most people are not interested in health. You must understand that. Healthcare systems are doomed for all countries in the world. If you take this, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, there are going to be 100 million Americans with diabetes in 50 years' time. Think about that, Kate. And this is happening all over the world. People, 1 out of every 2 men getting cancer, 1 out of every 3 women, diabetes. Now, heart attacks are even more serious. That's the number one disease. So healthcare systems are doomed. The best system we can have is to incentivize people to not smoke, not drink, lose weight, do exercise, just like your car. If you have a lot of crashes, your insurance is higher. There's got to be incentivized systems for people to look after your health.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Of all of the, and this is a tough question, of all the victories, of all the years that you've logged on golf courses, what was your absolute favorite victory?
Playing in the British Open with Jack Nicklaus at the toughest golf course in the world, Carnoustie in Scotland. We came down the last round and we played the 14th hole and there were 5 of us within 1 shot. And it's a par 5, and the wind was really whipping, and I hit a 3-wood 6 inches from the hole, and he birdied it, but I eagled it, and I went on to win by 2 shots in those difficult conditions. The British Open is the hardest tournament in the world to win, because one day you hit a drive and a wedge to the hole, and honestly, Kate, the next day you hit a drive and a 5-iron. So yardage doesn't really mean anything. It's a matter of instinct and talent. So the British Open is, besides being the oldest and the most historic, it's, I think, the toughest to win. Because, you know, if you play tennis, Kate,
yeah,
and one of my grandsons wants to be a tennis pro, he asked me what's more difficult. I said, when you win Wimbledon or the US Open, you've got to beat 7 guys, basically. I said, for us to win a major championship, we got to beat 150. And then I said, when you play tennis, if it's windy or it's raining or whatever it is, you play against your opponent with the same conditions. In the British Open, you play in the morning, and there's no wind and no rain. And the afternoon, up comes a gale and it's raining, and you've got to play, and you shoot 78, and you played better than the man who shot 68 in the morning. So it's a very difficult sport, golf. Very difficult.
Yeah, great way to put that in perspective. So did you have, like, a death grip on the claret jug?
Well, I'm blessed to have won 3 seniors and 3 regulars, so that was a blessing for me. And I think my word, I walked up Magnolia Lane, which is the driveway up to the clubhouse at Augusta, and I always have them drop me off at the gate, and I walk up that avenue, and I just say a prayer of thanks. You know, at Augusta, I won it 3 times, second 3 times, the top 5, 8, the top 10, 15, most number of cuts in a row, and the oldest, and played in more Masters than anybody else. So I get out, and I walk, and I say to the Lord, thank you for this blessing bestowed upon me. I'm so grateful for this. Because people take advantage and they take things for gratitude, and there's a sense of entitlement, and we're not entitled to a damn thing.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. One last one. So you have a lot of passions. I know that we share one. I know you like thoroughbred racehorses, and also you like designing courses. So tell me about that.
We've designed over 300 golf courses around the world, and I really enjoy that because I'm a rancher. And so I love all horses, quarter horses. I started with quarter horses, but the only way you can make money out of horses is the thoroughbred industry. And so I have a beautiful ranch in South Africa. It's one of the most beautiful ranches in the world. I have country music in the barns, have my own golf course, and my own game reserve with wild animals in. And the golf course is right in amongst where all the wild animals are. So we have a motto, if you can't beat them, eat them.
Oh, then, that's a great
and
name.
And then I'm trying to get a message through to these young boys in America. Be proud of this great country. Get a good education. Unfortunately, the education system in America is not in the top 10. And America should be number one across the board. You should be number one. You should have the strongest army. You should have the best golfers. You should never lose the Ryder Cup. Never. And it's just, I don't understand it. We've got to wake up. Wake up, America, is my slogan.
I like that. Maybe too bad you can't run for office, because I think
no,
that would look good on a hat.
Not for me. I don't want those politics, man. Golf is tough enough. I want to make friends. I don't want to make enemies. You know, the day you become president of America, 49% of the country don't like you anymore.
So true, so true. Gary Player, thank you so much. What a thrill. Appreciate it.
Take care, Kate.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Talk about One World Way and what a difference that's made for me, especially obviously with the gym. I was talking about that lack of energy, which was so vital because I felt run down, but I didn't understand why I felt run down. And so now I have more than a pep in my step. I mean, I have massive energy, so I'm accomplishing more. Those little to-do lists that I make that are actually realistic that I couldn't get to before, I'm getting to them. So that makes a huge difference, I have to tell you that. So with us right now in our virtual green room, I'll call it our green room, he is the man behind Synergistic Nutrition. He's the founder, Stephen Hewer. Stephen, thanks so much, as always, for stopping by and chatting with us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. It's always having been behind the eight ball with many health issues personally, anytime I get an opportunity to spread the message, I'm like an evangelical minister on nutrition, because what I've done to reverse all the things I've dealt with is so significant, and most people suffer and don't ever gain access to this information.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what it is. So I've had people ask me that. What's the difference? What's happened? Something's different with you. I mean, I'm talking my own friends, not just in radio land, but outside of the radio world, because they're noticing that. And as you say, we're all looking for it. We're looking for, wow, what do we do? Gosh, you know, we're in our 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. Even if you're in your 20s, how do I feel better? How do I feel healthier with everything that we're dealing with food issues, etc.? And one of the things that that you talked about and definitely struck a chord with a lot of the listeners is you talked about flaxseed oil, and you talked about, you know, this five-seed blend, and you sent me some of that. And, you know, when someone's near you and they have a cold, which my husband got a horrific cold, he was around a lot of children, and one thing that happened with me, I'm going through it, but I'm not feeling terrible like I normally do, where I have a headache and my eyes are watering and I can't see. So I'm wondering if what I've been taking, you and I talked about this off the air, has made a big difference.
Yeah, basically one of the biggest missing pieces to human nutrition today is that it's approximately 372 trillion cells in the human body, and each cell is supposed to have one of the main mechanisms by which it absorbs oxygen is supposed to be the essential fatty acids linolenic and linoleic. Flaxseed oil happens to be a real nice rich supply of the linolenic and linoleic, and it's rare because the omega-3, which is the linolenic, is scarce. It doesn't exist in food in any significant quantity, so flax oil is like a gold mine to get it, and your cells have to have enough unoxidized omega-3 and omega-6 in the cell walls to be able to, one, attract oxygen and absorb it. And see, this is a big thing that deserves, you know, emphasis and repetition, because you can take anybody who's a fitness expert or an athlete, and they're getting plenty of oxygen intake into their bloodstream, but there are incidences, Lance Armstrong being one, of athletes getting cancer. Well, what that means is that oxygen uptake into the blood isn't guaranteed getting into the cells unless the cells have unoxidized omega-3 and omega-6 in the cell wall. And now I'm not referring to omega-3, omega-6, or that's referred to as fish oils, EPA, DHA. That's a different category of nutritional health. We need about 5% of our fatty acid needs are EPA, DHA for brain and health and things like that. So a good cod liver oil has its place. But this is 95% of the human body's essential fatty acid needs are needing to be derived from these seed oils, the omega-3, omega-6. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm taking olive oil and I'm taking this oil and this oil and I must be getting something. Well, you're not. That's an omega-9 oil. Doesn't have the omega-6 and the omega-3. And so people can displace and have a lot of omega-9 in the cell wall, so you don't get optimal oxygen uptake. And so when you're talking about your cold and your ability to, you know, defend your body's defending itself more powerfully from actually succumbing to a full-blown infection from getting it from your husband, your body, when it has a higher oxygen level, has the ability to neutralize anaerobes, basically all pathogenic bacterial infections, viral infections, tumor cells. They're all categorized as anaerobes. They can only grow in a low oxygen environment. If you had an even higher oxygen environment and a higher immune system, then you could walk around and be around and kiss your husband and with his cold, and you wouldn't get anything. And that's the way I operate. I can be around sick people all the time, and they can sneeze and they can do whatever. I get nothing, because I understand the terrain has to be a sick terrain. It has to be a low oxygen environment, an acidic pH. And when you're in that category, then you are a petri dish for infections. So you can change that by being on these essential fatty acids. And the difference between flax oils that are currently sold in dark bottles under refrigeration in health food stores and what I'm offering and what I introduced you to is that those oils are pressed with a lot of friction, a lot of heat, and this oxidizes the oils and it damages the shape of the oil, the actual molecular shape of the oils themselves, and that makes them functionally not able to work in the body. So you end up with a far less a powerful substance than nature originally created. With this new version that I introduced you to, and there's about seven varieties of these oils, but the one that's got a combination of most of them is called five-seed oil. It's pressed in a unique and new way where it's not ground. And so there's no oxidation pushed into the fat. There's no damage to the molecular structure. So you end up with an oil that is truly able to be utilized by all the cells of the body and then become an oxygen magnet for the cells. So all of a sudden your cells start to utilize oxygen at a higher level. And also there's studies that show that the ability of that cell to produce enzymes and energy molecules and proteins and basically maintain its function is partly dependent upon the kind of fatty acids in the cell wall. So you've got, one, the functionality of the cell needing it, and two, the ability of the cells to use oxygen dependent upon these fats. And when you combine those things, you increase your energy phenomenally, your health goes up, And I can attest to that because of what I've gone through. I was introduced to the oils only about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it's taken my health to a much higher level. I have the desire to bike 20 miles at a time. I have the desire to do push-ups and do arm curls again. I'm 55. I haven't felt like doing that in a long time. And when you combine it with the whey protein, this is a unique combination where the One World Whey is rich in sulfur amino acids, and the fats break down and become more emulsified into smaller fat particles when they come in contact with sulfur amino acids. So you end up with emulsified fats that are more easily absorbed than they were before, and you get an enhanced benefit from taking One World Whey in combination with the 5-seed oil.
Right, so it's a good way to do it, to take it that way instead of, I mean, you could take it where you just take the drops or figure it out, a tablespoon of it, but by mixing it, it even makes it a better combination, right?
Yeah, it makes it more powerfully absorbed into the body more quickly. Otherwise, your body has to do all the emulsification, and it does do it. But I'm just saying, because One World Whey is a life force enhanced product, it has energy put into it, and when you take it, you get an energy benefit for up to 5 hours at a time for a lot of people. But when you combine the ability of your cells to use oxygen in higher amounts and therefore create more energy, just like a carburetor of a car, you create more energy and less waste, then your body needs less food. You have more energy, physical and mental. You feel better. You get more done. You lose body fat more effortlessly. It's like a win-win. And in my nutritional practice of 26, going on 26 years, this is the biggest missing piece to the health equation, is these undamaged, unoxidized seed oils. They're made by a man named Andreas Wecker that's pioneered a new way of making seed oils that surpass anything on the market.
Wow, so it had to be exciting for you to discover Wecker and how this works.
It is. It's like he's given us all a big gift, because he created these seed oils because his Crohn's disease and his near-death experience where he almost died, he came out of being on 33 pills a day, nine medications, being on pain for many, many years because of his athletic endeavors as an Olympic athlete. All this and his drugs that he took to alleviate the pain from being an athlete, all this led to destruction of his gut, and he had Crohn's disease and candida overgrowth. And it wasn't until he got on these seed oils that he began to get rid of his inflammation and improve. And basically, over time, he got better and better. Then he learned to press his own seed oils in this unique way where they're truly protected from oxidation and damage. He takes these oils, and in 2 months, the remainder of all his Crohn's symptoms is gone, and candida.
Wow, that's amazing, because candida is such a big problem for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big problem, because, again, this is the reason it's a big problem. One of the reasons is because all the cells of the body are not utilizing oxygen in optimal amounts. They're not getting the transfer of the oxygen from the blood to the cells in high enough amounts. So in that low oxygen environment, anaerobes grow. Anaerobes are anything that grows in the absence of oxygen. That's candida, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites, and tumor cells. So, yeah, it's a big missing piece. If a person wants to, you know, have protection from candida and even begin to make progress to overcome it, they have to have a much higher oxygen level in their body to do that. And this is these seed oils, the Andreas Wecker seed oils that we carry on our site at sacredseedoils.com, it's the ticket that's going to change your life. He's told me case history of people and their improvements, including people that are going to have their bowels resectioned or removed and have
wow.
a colostomy bag. And they're on this for only two months, and this one woman, she had chronic constipation so bad that she had dead intestinal tissue, like it was necrotic, and they had to physically, they're going to remove it in 21 days surgically. The surgery is planned in 21 days. She got on these seed oils, and in 21 days when they did the colonoscopy to check out her colon, the doctor said, there's nothing wrong with your colon anymore. It's the cleanest and healthiest colon I've ever seen. And the same thing with another man who had colitis, and he was going to have a colostomy bag. And in 4 months on the oils, he had a totally normal intestinal health again.
Wow. If that's not a testament, that's incredible. Stephen Gewer, Synergistic Nutrition. Check it out, sgm80.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Individual. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Wow, do we have a lot to talk about with our next guest? When you think of what's going on in leadership these days, just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture. When I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime, it's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership, but Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's a couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense, news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions in Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book, Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually, apparently, in our behaviors and choices, seem to want something else. And so while it is true, Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't pass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D. D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
Well, I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the Paths, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, Paths to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place, and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford. And they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great, but you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's partly because we are genetically predisposed in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. It's opposites don't attract. It's similar to attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, you know, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. Former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, you know, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy. So forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, you know, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that, you know, that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, lost the first time he ran for San Francisco Assembly and the first time he ran for Speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, you know, before there was all these famous things from, you know, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties. And most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. And so therefore, the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.